Our exhortation this morning is based on Philippians 4, verses 4 through 6. This is God's word. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your considerate spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So last Sunday in our worship, we celebrated the glorious resurrection of Christ. We joyfully remembered the women coming to the tomb and finding nothing in it. No Jesus, anyway. And that should make us feel wonderful all the time, not just on Easter. But in reality, we don't always feel wonderful. We have upsets in life, problems at work, family gets sick, and friends don't treat us the way we wish that they would. Rather than feeling wonderful, we often walk around with a long face. Paul must understand that, right? I mean, he spent much of his ministry in jail, so he would sympathize with our long faces and our disappointment, would he not? No, he would not. He disagrees so much that he has to say it twice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, again, rejoice. The key to Paul's happiness is not willing happiness into existence, simply wishing for it to happen. That would be New Age speak, and we don't do that in a Christian church. No, Paul does not call on us to think happy thoughts and to pretend that bad things are good when they aren't. That would be sin. Rather, the source of Paul's happiness is rooted in one thing only, the Lord. Paul doesn't find contentment by how good things are going for him, but rather in how good his God is. That's the only way that anyone can find true contentment, to know the Lord as manifested in his risen Son, Jesus Christ. When our source of joy is rooted in what Christ has done, we will rejoice. Now apply that to yourself personally. You will find joy when your source of joy is what Christ has done for you personally. Has Christ died for you and nailed your sins to a cross? Yes. Rejoice in the Lord always. Have a considerate spirit within you and let it be known to all men. That happens when you have a godly joy in your heart. Be a person whose joy is rooted in the Lord, and you won't be able to be boorish or insist on everyone else doing things exactly the way you would. Don't hesitate to let people know that you care about them. That's being considerate, and it comes naturally to a follower of Christ. How could you not do that when the Lord is near? Finally, don't be anxious about anything. The reason that we can avoid this perennial temptation is that we bring everything to the Lord in prayer and supplication. God is bigger than your problem. But that's just a tired cliche. It is also true. It's a true cliche. Your fretting is not more powerful than God's ability to help you. So stop sinning by acting like it is. Bring your needs before God in heaven in prayer and trust that you are his child and he will hear you. Jesus says in Matthew 10, "Are not two sparrows sold for an asarium? And yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father." So here's the charge. If you are a Christian, you will have trouble, such as is common to any man, but you will also experience persecutions of various kinds because of your faith. But you must rejoice in the Lord, and you must do it always. And not only when things are going well. Do not allow yourself to become anxious, and do not become inconsiderate. Those things are both incompatible with rejoicing. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for sending your Son into the world to pay the price we could not pay. We thank you for his perfect obedience. Father, grant us by your Holy Spirit that same obedience, that we would walk in all rejoicing, forsaking the concerns of this world and trusting you for all things. Give us courage to come before your throne in prayer and to trust that you hear your children. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.